Welcome and Sapa blessing to all the dear families that are in the room, and for those that are listening on the phone, Sapa blessing and welcome. And for all the dear ones that will be listening to this recording on a later date, we want to welcome you as well, Sapa blessing, on this Sabbath, May 24, 2014. Before we begin our Sabbath school lesson number 77, we would like to have opening song. And this song is taken from the book of Psalms. It's chapter 24, verses 2 to 4, margin. And some of the lyrics were added for the purpose of the song. And it goes like this. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. May I ascend to the hills, may I ascend to the hills, may I ascend to the hills of the Lord. Cleanse my hands and my heart, O Lord. Come and purify me with your love. Fill my life with your righteousness, so that I may ascend to the hills. Holy, 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 my Lord, my God. Amen. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, mommies and daddies, little children as well. Babala.
If we could all kneel and bow down before the Lord, our hearts and our minds and our souls. All right, Father, your heaven, hallowed be of me. We just thank you for having such mercies upon our lives and for giving us the opportunity to enter into your Sabbath rest, dear Father God, I pray. Open up our hearts and our ears and our minds and our understanding, dear Father God. Impart your wisdom and your strength and your glory on us, dear Father God. Help us retain the wonderful words that we are about to partake of, dear Father God. And fill us with your spirit, dear Father God. Please, Lord, forgive our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body that is not of your Father God. I thank you for answering prayers, dear Father God. It showed that if you pray with a sincere heart and with hope and faith, dear Father God, that there's nothing that you won't do when we ask, dear Father God. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. In your Son's precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And welcome to all the dear family that are just coming in. We are still in Desire of Ages. And we're going to have opening scripture before we begin our study. It's taken from John chapter 3, verse 26 from the King James Version, and it reads, And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond the Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptized, and all men come to him. This week, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter in our study book entitled, We Have Found the Messiah. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, babala.
Isaiah 41. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is parted. He hath overturned all her sins. Isaiah 40, verse 3. The voice of him that is in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway of our God. Amen.
Isaiah 44. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Isaiah 45. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Matthew 11:14. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. Amen.
John 1:26. John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but they standeth one among you, whom ye know not. John 1:27. He it is whom coming after him, after me, and preferred before whom I am ready to unloose.
Amen. Good job, everyone. So let us continue in our book, Desire Ages. We will begin a new chapter, which is chapter 14, and we'll be discussing pages 132 to 136. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 132. John the Baptist was now preaching and baptizing at Bethabara, beyond Jordan. It was not far from this spot that God had stayed the river in its flow until Israel had passed over. A little distance from here, the stronghold of Jericho had been overthrown by the armies of heaven. The memory of these events was at this time revived and gave a thrilling interest to the Baptist message. Would not he who had wrought so wonderfully in ages past again manifest his power for Israel's deliverance?
Desire of Ages, page 132. Such was the thought stirring the hearts of the people who daily thronged the banks of Jordan. Desire of Ages, page 132, paragraph 1. The preaching of John had taken so deep a hold on the nation as to demand the attention of the religious authorities. The dangers of insurrection caused every popular gathering to be looked upon with suspicions by the Romans, and excited the fears of the Jewish. In continuing with the reading, John had not finished the of Sanhedrin by seeking their sanction for his work, and he had reproved rulers and people, Pharisees and Sadducees alike. Yet the people followed eagerly. The interest in his work seemed to be continually increasing. Though he had not deferred to them, the Sanhedrin accounted that, as a public teacher, he was under their jurisdiction. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 132, paragraph 2. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 133. This body was made up of members and chosen from the priesthood, from the chief rulers and teachers of the nation. The high priest was usually the president. All his members were to be men advanced in age, though not age, men of learning, not only versed in Jewish religion and history, but in general knowledge. They were to be without physical blemish and must be married men and father, as being more likely than others to be humane and considerate. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 133. Their place in me was an apartment connected with the temple at Jerusalem. In the days of Jewish independence, the Sanhedrin was the supreme court of the nation, possessing secular as well as ecclesiastical authority. Though now subordinated by the Roman governors, it still exercised a strong influence in civil as well as religious matters.
Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, What authority did John not recognize by seeking the sanction for his work? And what did the Sanhedrin represent in the days of the Jewish independence? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
Okay, let's start over again. The answer is?
The answer is the authority of the Sanhedrin. He had reproved rulers and the people, Pharisees and Sadducees alike. Yet the people followed him eagerly, and he was supreme court of the nation, possessing secular as well as ecclesiastical
authority.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 133. The Sanhedrin cannot well defer an investigation of John's work. There are some who will call the revelation made to Zacharias in the temple and the father's prophecy that pointed to his child as the Messiah's herald. In the tumults and changes of 30 years, these things had in a great measure been lost to sight of. They were now called to mind by the excitement concerning the ministry of John.
Desire of Ages, page 133. It was long since Israel had had a prophet, long since such a reformation as was now in progress had been witnessed. The demand for confession of sin seemed new and startling. Many among the leaders would not go to hear John's appeals and denunciations, lest they should be led to disclose the secrets of their own lives. Yet his preaching was a direct announcement of the Messiah.
The Desire of Ages, page 133. It was well known that the 70 weeks of Daniel's prophecy covering the Messiah's advent were nearly ended, and all were eager to share in that era of national glory which was then expected. Such was the popular enthusiasm that the Sanhedrin would soon be forced either to sanction or to reject John's work. Already their power over the people was waning. It was becoming a serious question of how to maintain their position. In continuing, in the hope of arriving at some conclusion, they dispatched to the Jordan a deputation of priests and Levites to confer with the new teacher, taken from Desire of Ages, page 133, paragraph 3. A multitude were gathered listening to the words when the delegates approached. With an air of authority designed to impress the people and to command the deference of the prophet, the haughty rabbis came. And continuing, with a movement of respect, almost of fear, the crowd opened to let them pass. The great men in their rich robes and the pride of rank and power stood before the prophet of the wilderness, taken from Desire of Ages, page 133, paragraph 4. "Who art thou?" they demanded. Desire of Ages, page 134, paragraph 1. Knowing what was in their thoughts, John answered, "I am not the Christ." Desire of Ages, page 134, paragraph 2. "What then? Art thou Elias?" Desire of Ages, page 134, paragraph 3. "I am not." Desire of Ages, page 134, paragraph 4. Amen.
Desire Ages, page 134. "Art thou the prophet?" "No." "Who art thou?" "What we may give an answer to them that sent us." "What sayest thou to of thyself?" "I am the voice of one that cried in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." The scripture to which John referred is that beautiful prophet Isaiah. Comfort ye, my people, say your God. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 134. "Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her appointed time is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, hear ye the way of the Lord, and make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Isaiah 40:1-5, Margin.
Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Whom was John preaching a direct announcement of? And what did the voice that cried in the wilderness say? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is the Messiah, and said, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway of our God. Amen.
Amen indeed. So let's learn a beautiful song together, dear ones. And the title is Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord. Our dear brother Josh will be the one to sing the song and share it with the room.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way for his kingdom. His path we must clear, for the time is here to prepare the way. So the Lord come. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Declare ye the day of his coming. Our voice will raise as we sing his praise. Oh, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Love one another, the prophet said. Bear one another's sorrow. Care for the poor and forgive every sin. Watch, for the Lord comes tomorrow. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, share the good news of this gospel. The day is at hand, let the faithful stand. Oh, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear ones that are coming in. We are still in Desired Ages. We are in page 135. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, babula.
Desired Ages, page 135. Anciently, when a king journeyed through the less frequented parts of his dominion, a company of men was sent ahead of the royal chariot to level the steep places and to fill up the hollows, that the king might travel in safety and without hindrance. This custom is employed by the prophet to illustrate the work of the gospel. Every valley should be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. When the Spirit of God, with its marvelous awakening power, touches the soul, it abases human pride. Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 135. Worldly pleasure and position and power are seen to be worthless. Imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God are cast down. Every thought is brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Then humility and self-sacrificing love, so little valued among men, are exalted as alone of worth. This is the work of the gospel of which John's message was a part. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. How does the Holy Spirit level the steep places and fill up the hollows in someone's soul? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, with its marvelous opener, the Spirit of God touches the soul
and abases human pride. Worldly pleasures and pleasure and position and power are seen to be worthless. Amen.
Desire Ages, page 135. The rabbi continued the questioning, "What baptizest thou then, if thou be not the Christ, nor Elias, neither the prophet?" The word of the prophet had referred to Moses. The Jews had been inclined to the belief that Moses would be raised from the dead, and taken to heaven. Then did not know that he had already been risen. When the Baptist began his ministry, many thought that he might be the prophet Moses risen from the dead, for he seemed to have throughout the knowledge of the prophecies and of the history of Israel. Amen.
Desire Vegas, page 135, paragraph 3. It was believed also that before the Messiah's advent, Elijah would personally appear. This expectation John met in his denial, but his words had a deeper meaning. Jesus afterwards said, referring to John, "As and if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was far for to come." Matthew 11:14. John came in the spirit and power of Elijah to do such a work as Elijah did. If the Jews had received him, it would have accomplished for them, but they did not receive his message. To them, he was not Elijah. He could not fulfill for them the mission he came to accomplish.
Great job. Question, boys and girls. To whom did Christ refer John to be? And in whose spirit and power did John come? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, Jesus afterwards said, referring to John, "And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was one to come, which is for to come." And John came in the spirit and power of Elijah to do such a work as Elijah did. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 135. Many of those gathered at the Jordan had been present at the baptism of Jesus, but the sign then given had been manifest to but few among them. During the preceding months of the Baptist ministry, many had refused to heed the call to repentance. Thus they had hardened their hearts and darkened their understanding. When heaven before bore testimony to Jesus at his baptism, they proceeded not.
Desire Ages, page 136. Eyes that had never been turned in the faith of him that is invisible beheld not the revelation of the glory of God. Hear that they never listened to his voice and heard not the words of his witness. So it is now often the presence of Christ and his ministering angel is manifested in assemblies of people, And yet there are many who know it not. They discern nothing unusual. They are comforted, encouraged, and blessed. Amen.
Amen indeed, dear sister. Question, boys and girls. Why did many refuse the Baptist ministry to heed the call to repentance? And does the same thing happen today? If you know the answer to this question, dear family, bubble up.
The answer is, they have been darkened, and yes, so it is now the Spirit of God and the ministering angels is manifest in the assemblies of the people, and many who know it not. They discern nothing unusual.
Amen. Just a small reminder to all the family. Now that we have learned these truths, just remember, whenever we are assembled, we are not alone, for they have also the invisible that is present. Just remember that while they are around, they are actually doing the work that they came here to do, to comfort, to encourage, to impress, and to be able to be among us to glorify the name of our Savior. So just remember, there's many eyes that are watching, little ones. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this scripture song is taken from the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 25 to 26 in the King James Version. And our dear sister Lynn will play it for us.
Desire of Ages, page 136. The deputies from Jerusalem had demanded of John, "Why baptizest thou?" And they were awaiting his answer. Suddenly, as his glance swept over the throng, his eye kindled, his face was lighted up. His whole being was stirred with deep emotion. With outstretched hands, he cried, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not, even he it is, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latched I am not worthy to unloose." John 1:26-27.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a study, isn't it, dear ones? It was so meaty. It has so many substance and so many things that I even learned myself. It is amazing of how the government of God was designed. And what was the requirement of the priest in that time? If you take a look of that beautiful gem, you will be able to see that even today, many organizations and churches have even fell away from the way how these men that were representing God in the assembly were also. So when you have time, go back into this study and you will see the beautiful truths that will be applying to us today. Just like John was preparing the Savior's coming and advent, so is this generation that we are living, according to the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. Many will also come in the spirit of Elijah and also John to prepare the second coming of our Savior. So next week, dear ones, because we have come to the end in our study, we will continue with part two of our lesson in our study book entitled, "We Have Found the Messiah." We would like to have closing prayer, and we are asking anyone, mommies or daddy or little ones, to have closing prayer. Bubble up. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have come to the ending of our study for those that are on the phone and those that will be listening to the recording. Next Sabbath, that will be May 31st, 2014, we will continue with part two. We hope and pray that you were extremely blessed the lesson today and all the ones that we have been sharing in the room. We have prepared children's Sabbath school lesson and for the children to continue on their journey of learning the precious word of God and the experience of all how we can apply it in our lives today. We thank all of the brethren that took part of putting all of these studies together for the sake of our children learning. May you all have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. And may you be blessed. Amen.